William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clifton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. USA. USA.
Okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. And it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
Like you stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Graham, like I meant, Sanders, hanging out live in the Priority One Security Studios. Blue Ridge and Priority One are now one and the same. By the way, sports is a high priority for them. Security priority number one. They're family focused and operated. They're locally focused. They're very involved in the community. They love the people that surround them. They love people like you, which is why their security systems work for people like you. Video alarm system, total control app service, Ring doorbell, all of that now under one roof at Priority One. Top 25 security integrator in the country. They're in 18 different states, ready, willing, and able to serve you. Unbelievable what they give you at Priority One Security. Happy, happy, happy Thursday. We've got a big show coming up today on September 14th, 2017. Huge. We have a little volleyball coming up in the next segment. Michaela Franklin join us live in studio. They've got a big event that they're hosting at Jervey Gym this week. So we'll get you with that. Also, we have Fletcher Anderson, Big Thursday, coming up at 105. Brian Edwards, I got beef with Brian Edwards this week. He's been telling us for weeks that he's taking a game and it's not on his picks, and I'm wondering why. At 2:05, coming up later on today. Also, you might be able to persuade me on some of my picks. You know how when you're really good at something, it doesn't work like this. Well, I'll say when you're really good at something, you know you're really good at it. It doesn't work like this. But when you question yourself, you start to get a bit gun-shy. Like, as a shooter, I have never been gun-shy. Can't remember a day in my life that shooting a basketball was gun-shy. I could miss 30 in a row, 31's going in. Okay, never in my life. There are about five or six things, skills that I have, that I will never be gun-shy. But like on the golf course, for instance, if I miss a couple drives, I'm gun shy. There's no ways around. I'm going to miss every drive. I'm shanking the ball. I'm duck hooking. I'm slicing it off a tree somewhere. It's going to happen. Picking college football games right now for me is like I have the yips. Like I can't pull the trigger on anybody because I'm next to last. I don't have that confidence. I just don't. I'm not picking games with confidence right now.
You want to just take my picks? You want to just copy
No.
this week?
No.
You know who you should? So we've been tweeting out our games and having people on Twitter respond and give their picks. Our friend Carol on Twitter, Carol G64, is 17-3 so far through 20 games. 17-3. She'd be in second place overall in the contest if she was in it. And so Mark Dofer tweeted out that David Hood will now be taking Carol's picks verbatim this week. So maybe, do you want to take Carol's picks too?
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I'm going to keep
so
my own.
So you're still going to pick, but you're saying that you're paranoid and you don't really know which way to go.
I'm just saying I can be persuaded right now.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about these games.
I'll listen to anybody and everybody. And I've got picks. I've got a draft email saved with my picks, and I can't send it to you.
So let's give out the games for this week real quick.
Okay.
They're on Twitter if you want to go put in your 2 cents and give your teams. The week 3 games are as follows. UCLA at Memphis, Wisconsin at Brigham Young, Tennessee at Florida, Kansas State at Vanderbilt, Texas at Southern Cal, LSU at Mississippi State, Ole Miss at Cal, Arizona State at Texas Tech, Kentucky at South Carolina, and Clemson at Louisville plus the score. And I'm going to give you a little teaser quote. We have had more people. I think we've had 8 or 9 submissions out of the 16 so far of the media and WCCP people.
Yes.
We've had more participants pick Louisville than Kentucky.
Really?
Yes. More participants have picked Louisville to beat Clemson than Kentucky to beat South Carolina so far.
Well, again, that's part of the reason why. And pretty much all these games, I'll tell you what, how I'm gonna do this today, I'm going to give you the team that I'm leaning toward and the potential reason why I'm concerned about that.
Okay.
Okay? So I'll give you the team I'm leaning toward and the reason I'm concerned about that.
And I'll try to convince you of what I think. Because I feel okay about some of these games, like Ole Miss Cal. Who the heck knows,
well,
right?
That's kind of the point. Like, if I don't feel great about some of these more obvious ones, then I'm certainly just basically playing pin the tail on the donkey with Ole Miss and Cal.
Well, and one game that really intrigues me that you and I will go back and forth on and we'll have our reasons, Tennessee at Florida.
I have no reason to pick either one of those teams. I have no reason to trust either one of them. I've got concerns galore about that game.
I think there are obviously less reasons to pick Florida, definitely offensively, but they are at home. They're returning back after the hurricane. And in the last 12 games, Florida's 11-1 against Tennessee.
Is there a game in a conference anywhere in America that the way it sounds and the way it is are so vastly different
than
Tennessee-Florida?
You get ready, you're pumped, you're thinking, ooh, two powerhouses.
Yes. 100,000 people in the stands and great coaches and...
Yeah, it's very anticlimactic.
Terrible.
I agree.
Get that out of my face. But that is like the third best game of the weekend, which is, it kind of says a lot about the weekend. Speaking of that, apparently next weekend is awful because College Game Day is legitimately choosing not to go to a game. They're legitimately choosing to go to apparently a place where college football fans hang out on Saturdays. They're going to Times Square, Did I miss something here?
I don't get it. And there's no, I mean, it's not like there's a game being played in Yankee Stadium or something. You know, sometimes you have Boston College will play there or whatever. There isn't even a game. This is what they said, okay? This is the press release.
Read
about,
us the press release.
About game day.
Can I stop you where I see an egregious error in judgment?
So, obviously, this weekend, game day is at Louisville for Louisville Clemson. Next weekend, College Game Day will air live from Times Square in New York City for the first time ever.
Ooh.
As announced by ESPN on Thursday. Quote, New York City is a melting pot of college football fans.
All right, stop. No, it's not. No, it's not a melting pot of college football
fans.
It
is a melting
already.
Pot.
That's just wrong. Who lives in New York and is like, gosh, I can't wait for insert your team here?
Well, you have people that move there, you know, first job out of school or whatever, and they went to an SEC school, an ACC school, a Big Ten school, and they still follow their team, but they can't get back for any games.
I'll be honest. I've never been to New York, but I have been to the North.
Never been to New York?
No. There are very few, but Kelly.
You've been on like three planes.
Are you been to New York? You shut your mouth. I almost said something really vain. I'm not going to. I am. I'm going to be on a plane tomorrow. You're going to be driving.
I know.
That's plane number four right there.
So salty.
Anyway, I understand what you're saying. You've been to New York, right?
Yes.
You've been to New York.
If you haven't been to New York, it's hard for you to understand New York.
All right, you are from Texas.
Yes.
Okay, so you don't sound like the people from New York. How many people, when you're just eavesdropping on conversations, sound like you? Don't they all kind of sound like this?
No, but not
everyone.
Doesn't
everyone sound like this? In New York?
There are a lot of people who live in New York that are not from New York.
I'm just saying.
That is a place people move to.
You don't hear these type of conversations in New York. You're not seeing Roll Tide yelling across Times Square on a football Saturday because those people are at home waiting for the Tide game, right? And they're not going into the city where it takes 6 hours to get out during college football games.
Wait, let me finish this quote for you because the next part of the sentence you're going to hate.
Okay.
All right, so... All right. New York City is a melting pot of college football fans and, quote, the heartbeat of America.
Oh, stop it. Stop it with this.
I knew you were going to hate that.
Stop it with this. If the heartbeat of America is your left earlobe, okay, the heart of America is somewhere around like Ohio somewhere, if you're just thinking about it with the body.
Iowa.
Get that out
Missouri.
Of my face. This
Nebraska.
New York is where the blood of America flows from New York. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah. That,
sorry.
Has anyone ever called New York City the heartbeat of America?
I can't do it. Well, first of all, I'm not sure where the heartbeat of America is, but our entire listening audience just went, uh-uh. Not for me. I don't believe in that. So
okay,
I feel like that's a little presumptuous to your football base in the South. Go ahead.
I mean, it's the biggest city. You could say that, but to say the heartbeat, that's so much. Thousands of alumni gather in the city each fall Saturday to root for their school. And we are bringing College Game Day to New York for them.
How many bars in New York? Maybe I'm just off on that. I just can't see bars in New York City being transformed into like your Bama bar.
Can I tell you this?
And your Florida bar.
I went to New York City for a spring break once. I want to say it was in grad school. And I went with a couple of friends. And one of them was a Duke grad. And it was during March Madness. And we went to a bar that became a Duke bar. And we were watching whatever Duke game it was. And it was known as the Duke Bar. Like, that's where people went to watch Duke sporting events.
Raise your hand if you're shocked that New York City has a Duke Bar. It's basically Duke's home.
No, but there's a Clemson bar in New York for sure. There are school bars where people go to watch the games who are misplaced and cannot be home in Clemson or cannot go to the Clemson game.
Well, sure. There's
going to
be that.
And watch games there. I am with you on Heartbeat of America, but I also am with you that New York City is full of 8 million people and there are bound to be college football fans there.
That, to me, there's like no...
Not every person lives in New York, was born in Brooklyn, and grew up only rooting for the Knicks and the Giants.
That's not what I see in movies. I don't know. I feel like people enjoy going to places where they can just sit and watch ball all day if they're not going to go to a game.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. This is what they finish up with, okay? They say, we want every alumni base and college football fan near and far to join us in Times Square to provide the celebratory, festive atmosphere that is synonymous with the show.
In other words, come and watch College Game Day. Miss the kickoff of your noon game trying to get out of Times Square and maybe get back by the 3:30 kickoffs. Unless you live right over there.
Well, that's the other thing. You're having it in Times Square, right? From what I know about native New Yorker, New Yorkers or people who live in New York, they don't go anywhere near Times Square. That is the tourist area, right?
Yes.
So you think that old, you know, John Smith, who's a, let's say, I don't know, a Tennessee grad who lives in New York for a job, is going to go down to Times Square with all the tourists to watch Lee Corso give his game day pick and then trudge back up to his Tennessee bar to watch the Tennessee game. I just don't see that happening.
I'm a football fan. I'm a Clemson football fan. I don't even want to brave the traffic for College Game Day at Clemson's campus for a night game. Like 12 hours before the game, I still don't want to do it. Now, again, that's part of living in the South. There's a little more sprawl. If you live in New York City every day, traffic is your buddy. It's your pal. It's your friend. It's like what gets you through the workday is complaining about the traffic. And you wake up in the morning, you experience traffic, you complain about traffic. You experience traffic, you go to bed at night. That's what happens.
The other big news that ESPN released is that Lee Corso will be making his 299th all-time headgear selection. That is in the release.
Well, they got to have some draw to get people to Times Square.
But here's my question. What game are they picking? What game is he putting headgear on for? Because they're not there for a game.
Yale and Columbia.
Is he going to put on headgear for every single game?
I don't know.
And you know he can't, if he's going to pick OU or the Cowboys, he can't fire a musket in the middle of Times Square. That's not going
to
work.
Did they not want to go to Stillwater? Did they not want to go to? Did they not want to go to Iowa for Penn State, Iowa after Iowa slayed the Dragon in Michigan last year? Did they not want to do this? I don't understand why this is a thing. I'm sorry. This is a joke. New York City is not the college football heartland of America. New York City is frankly college football afterthought. If college football fans live in New York City, then they're probably figuring out places to watch the game, but they're not going to go congregate at Times Square. This is going to be a colossal flop. They're going to end up having to pay people to go to New York City. Let's take one phone call before we go to our first break and invite Michaela Franklin into the studio. Bob is in New York with perspective on this. He joined us on the Northern Communication phone lines. What's up, Bob?
You don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
You have no clue.
All right, then tell me.
You admittedly have never been to New York.
That's correct. Well, thanks, Bob.
Did he just hang up?
We appreciate that, yeah.
Wow.
Here's what he said.
He sounded
Are you ready?
Very pleasant when I answered the phone.
Are you ready? He said, you have no clue. You have no clue what you're talking about. You said yourself you've never been to New York. You have no clue, and then he hung up.
I've been to New York, and so I was talking about
so
it.
I want to say, Bob, if you want me to care about your opinion, then give me a reason. Don't just say you have no clue. There's nothing that turns people off of an argument more than just telling someone they don't know what they're talking about and then not bothering to educate them about your side. So thanks, Bob, for wasting a couple minutes of your time and then 30 seconds of our time for calling in with your New York point. And you know something? This is exactly why people from the South hate New York.
Yeah, yeah. You're not helping the situation, Bob.
In your ivory tower.
Oh, no.
In your little Yankee ivory tower up there. And you lecture the Southern people. You guys don't know what you're talking about. You need to come up here to New York. And then you don't even tell us, right? The little simpleton bumpkins down here in the South couldn't possibly know. Well, you know what? You people in New York, you need to sit down and shut up about college football. You don't know what you're talking about, New York. Get out of here with New York and college football, because one guy had a chance to tell me why I was wrong, and instead he just kept telling me I was wrong.
We were very willing to listen if Bob had given us actual reasons.
You suck, Bob.
He fooled me.
The texter said it. You suck.
He fooled me, Quack. He sounded so pleasant on the phone.
Get this guy out of my face. Get this guy out of here. Get New York out of here, frankly. I don't want any New York in my football Saturday. Below the Mason-Dixon or bust. For my football Saturday.
Well, they can go to Columbus and
yeah, they can
like
they
that.
Can go they can go there. I mean, but trying to lecture people from that, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, well, you know something? You could have told me. You could have told me so that I could be more educated, Bob. Short break. We'll come back. Michaela Frank is going to educate us on volleyball. Is coming up on campus.
And
next.
You know she's from the Midwest, which is really the heartbeat of America.
That's right.
I'm sure she can defend it.
Get out of my face with that. Somebody give me a reason why I'm wrong. Don't just tell me I'm wrong and then hang up. That's the dumbest thing. That's the dumbest caller. That's time for the dumbest call in the history of our show. Stay with us. More to come out of bounds in just a moment.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mod.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in now and get two smoked sausage biscuits for just $2.50.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Light them up right now at the Pendleton Tire Company. Take advantage of the Cooper Tire Fall Event going on right now through October 31st. Purchase four Cooper Tires at the Pendleton Tire Company and get a $100 rebate. Go see Zach or Joey for complete details. Give them a call today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com. That's 646-3694 or online at PendletonTire.com. Don't miss the Cooper Tire Fall Event through October 31st.
As the end of the year approaches, Retirement Funding Advisors is reminding business owners to evaluate your retirement plan needs. If you don't currently have a retirement plan, you may miss the opportunity to adopt a plan for the current year. If you already have a plan, now is the time to review for the upcoming year. Is your plan meeting your goals and objectives? Are your fees and expenses reasonable? Contact Carson at Retirement Funding Advisors at 430-8544 or visit retirementfa.com to get the right plan for your business.
Kick off the 2017 Clemson football season with a new EasyGo golf cart from R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports in Seneca and Anderson. R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports is a factory-authorized dealer for EasyGo and Cushman vehicles. For the best in sales and service, pickup and delivery, and great 0% financing options, it's never been easier to get your dream EasyGo golf cart. If you need to rent a golf cart for the Clemson game, stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Monahan Company Real Estate is proud to announce we are celebrating 10 years as your hometown realtors. Serving the entire Clemson area, our staff of professional agents are knowledgeable, friendly, and dependable. We invite you to join in our celebration on Thursday, October 12th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at our business after hours. Light refreshments will be provided, so stop by our office at 422 College Avenue in downtown Clemson and let's talk real estate. Need more information? Call 639-1188 for the Monahan Company.
Hey, what would you do with an extra $100? Well, for me, it could be buying 40 cups of coffee or a load of gas. That nice dinner with a special someone. Hey, if you've got $100 in your pocket, the possibilities are endless, even if you'd like to pay a couple of bills off. You can keep $100 for yourself by switching to Harry's instead of your current razor company. I'm serious. Go to harrys.com right now and see the difference. They provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price. They own the factory and take less profits, so you ultimately get the benefit of a better shave. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. They've got a satisfaction guarantee just for you, and they're so confident you're going to love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping costs. You get an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades, a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. I've partnered with Harry's to make it this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/OOB to get it now. Get started with that free trial offer from Harry's today. Just cover a few bucks in shipping at harrys.com/OOB.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
It doesn't go with the outfit.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no...
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I feel like I need to say just a couple things real quickly before we get Michaela Franklin on with us. First of all, I have many friends from above the Mason-Dixon line, and that comment was over the line, and I apologize.
It was over the line.
In fact, Indiana is over the Mason-Dixon line. It was literally over the line, and so I apologize for that. Of course, good things happen north of the Mason-Dixon line. And of course, Bob doesn't speak for all New Yorkers. In fact, quite honestly, I was just told during the break that, like, do we have a restraining order against Bob for saying threatening things to people on the air at this station? So I know that doesn't reflect New York. So I apologize to New York, who I cast unfairly in a very bad light because of one jackleg who...
This is ridiculous.
I mean, just, he gave New York a bad name. And so I want to say, like, I'm better than Bob. Bob, I'm better than you. You're not better than me. I'm better than you. I'm better than you at the accent. I'm better than you at football. I'm better than you at life. I'm better than you. You're not better than me. Was that okay?
I think, let's just, Bob doesn't deserve any more airtime.
Okay.
Let's move on.
I wanted to say that because I know people were like, hey, man, I'm from the North and I'm a nice person. So I wanted to say, and I want people to feel better about where they're from. Michaela Franklin's from the Midwest, and she joins us right now. I didn't say anything disparaging about the Midwest.
No, we said good
segment.
Things. Yeah, you did.
Exactly.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, Coach, go on record here. Head coach, Clemson Volleyball, Michaela Franklin. The Midwest is the heartbeat of America, right?
Well, you do find a lot of good volleyball out there.
You do. That's right. The Midwest and the South.
I'm going to stick to the stuff I know and tell you guys about the stuff I know.
Yeah, that's volleyball.
It's so diplomatic. That's what you need from your head coach. That's what you need.
I'm okay with it. If you have football thoughts, I mean, feel free to share. We're very non-discriminatory with our thoughts here. We just throw them out there.
I'll stick with volleyball.
Yeah.
You guys, let me ask you this before we start and get into this weekend. Over the course of the last few weeks, what's one thing or maybe a couple things that you've learned about your team during this early season stretch?
Yeah, I think some of the things that is going on within our team that's going really well is actually nothing you see in the statistical standpoint or the win-loss column, but more of the team dynamic and the direction that our team's heading with our team culture is something that we're establishing, and I really like where our team is growing in that regard. I think the biggest thing that we're after right now is just really trying to learn how to win. And so we've definitely had a past intense few practices, and I'm really pleased with how the girls have responded to those tough practices. So just really trying to teach them how to win.
How do you do that? That's a horrible way to ask the question, but knowing that you may have to try to pull several strings to get that out of your team and knowing that it's going to be a process, what's that process like for you trying to figure out how to get that out of your team sooner rather than later?
So it's definitely a process, and we definitely sit and talk about it a lot and how we're responding versus how we're reacting. But the other day in practice, I just told them, like, we need to kind of think of it as a three-step process. And the first step is obviously the understanding and the learning, because we're teaching them new things and we're guiding them and directing them, and they're learning new stuff. So that's the first step. The second step is definitely going to be the effort, giving that effort. And then the third is obviously executing. You know, we can't just be pleased with the effort that we gave. We definitely have to be able to execute as well.
Well, Coach, you have 4 wins on the year, and 3 of those have come in Jervie Gym. Mm-hmm. So you get to come back to Jervie Gym. You've been on the road 2 straight weekends, which is not easy, going up to Yale and then going down to Auburn. So I'm sure you're happy to get back into Jervie. Talk about that and just how you're excited to get the team back into the comfy confines of home.
Yeah, you can definitely feel it on our team this week, just the energy that we're all super excited to be playing back at home. It's nice to be able to sleep in your own bed and play in your own home and get in front of our fans. And Jervie Gym is definitely a home court advantage for us. So we're super pumped to be back in Jervie.
Some of the matchups you guys are going to be facing this weekend, give us a little teaser about some of the teams we might see in other jerseys at Jervie Gym.
Yeah, so Friday we play against Texas Tech at 7 p.m., who competes obviously in the Big 12. They're, I believe, like 8-1 right now, so they have a nice winning record. So they'll be a good opponent for us. And then on Saturday we play Georgia Southern at 12:30. And then Saturday we play at 7 p.m. against a school that's also in the state that I'll remain nameless. I'm sure people know who that is. So definitely want to get a big crowd in for that one to keep Clemson, you know, as the big school in the state.
And I love, obviously, anytime Clemson plays that team from Columbia, we'll just call them that, it's fun no matter what the sport is. But I remember going to games as a student here in Jervie Gym where that team came to play Clemson, and those games were electric. So I know the atmosphere is going to be great. And I know this is your first taste of the rivalry, but what do you know about it so far? How can you already feel it out and know the nature of it?
Yeah, well, when I first got here, I actually was trying to look ahead at some of the scheduling stuff. And I was like, okay, maybe we don't play South Carolina that year. And I was like, okay, yep, I learned that lesson real quick. We will play them every year. That is definitely not an option. So that right away let me know about the rivalry. We're excited to get people obviously into Jervie and to have them at home and have that home court advantage. And I think anytime that you have that kind of rival, it definitely brings a different kind of intensity and energy into the gym. And the girls, I'm sure, will play with a little bit more sass for that match as well. And so I'm looking forward to it, to experience it for the first time.
You guys were 1-4 in your trip to Yale and your trip to Auburn. Mm-hmm. You guys are playing top competition, obviously. Mm-hmm. Being in two different environments. A lot of times, you go on the road, you come back, being in two different environments back to back like that,
yeah.
Did you see sort of some things from your team with that challenge that you liked?
Yeah, I think, again, the biggest thing, the trips from a travel standpoint and the way that our team is bonding and working together was the positive and the highlight for me from that trip. And so, you know, they were two very different trips. Yale, obviously, you're traveling into a city, and guess what? Guess what? Where you're flying into? Sorry, but New York. Please bring that back up.
it's okay. We know.
Did
we
you
know.
See any college football fans? Probably not.
But, you know, it was neat to see our girls step off the plane and their eyes get bright and wide-eyed, you know, because they'd never been there before and never seen that. So to be a part of that experience with them and be alongside with them was something that was amazing. And then obviously traveling up the road to Auburn, they were two very different places that we definitely traveled to.
Very different. Maybe next time you can take Quox. We can finally see New York.
Yeah,
we can hop on the plane.
Right.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get in touch with college football. It's yeah. hard to do that when you're not in the heartbeat of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Talk about Coach Kaylin Cordy has been so good for you guys. She's yeah. a transfer, all tournament team at the Auburn Invitational. She was also very good back in the games you guys played at home. Talk about what she brings to the team.
Yeah, so Kaylin does a lot for us. She plays the full game, and so she's passing, she's six rotations, she's hitting, she's defending, she's blocking, she's our competitive intensity. She definitely brings a lot of energy to the court for us, and what's really amazing about her is for as much as you watch her play, sometimes you forget she's still really young. She's just a sophomore, and mm-hmm. so I'm super happy that we have her for 3 years here. I'm glad that we have her here for that time, and I'm excited to watch her continue to evolve and grow and develop her game and continue to grow for us as a leader.
And getting some of that consistency with younger players, mm-hmm. you know that the tendency is to be very up and down.
Yep.
Do you kind of push the issue with that, or do you let that ride out? What's your thought there?
I kind
there?
Of let it ride out, but I obviously, in the back of my mind, know, like, for example, we have our libero as a freshman, and Maddie Howe, you know, and she's expected to play in a very big role for us. And so just trying to remain patient and encourage them and know there's just going to be some mistakes that we make because we're young. And there are times I see that on our face, you know, when you talk about the trips that we made, and you just see it, and it's just the lack of experience. There's nothing you can change about that, but get the experience. And so I try to be patient, I guess, with them, but still push them. You know, we don't accept maybe if we fail in that moment, we kind of learn from it, talk about it, grow, and try to grow past it, but still kind of just keeping patient with them.
You only have two seniors on this mm-hmm. team, and so you're relying on juniors, sophomores a lot, freshmen. Maddie Howell's been one that's been really impressive.
Yeah.
Were you kind of surprised by how quickly she adapted as only a freshman?
So what's exciting about Maddie is I don't even think she's reach her full potential yet, and she's starting to evolve into that libero role. Again, it's a big role to fill, because in our world you're the boss of the back row, mm-hmm. and you know, if there's a mistake that happens on first contact, even if the ball was nowhere near her, I'm saying, hey, why did that happen? Because that's her responsibility. And so to see her kind of stepping into that role of that leadership role of the back row players, and particularly these past couple weeks, mm-hmm. has been really awesome to see her evolve into that. From a skill standpoint, you know, she has the talent for the skill, and we're just going to continue to get her contacts. But I really like the direction she's heading from a leader standpoint and taking ownership of that back row.
All right, football's on the road. So if you want to cheer for the Tigers at home this weekend, if you're not in Louisville, it's a great place to do it right here. Information, tickets, times, what people need to know.
So Friday, again, 7 o'clock, and on Saturday, our 7 o'clock match, we have three AirPods that we're going to be kind of drawing for. And so the more you come to matches, so if you come Friday and you come to all the matches on Saturday, you can put your name in the drawing three times, and we have three sets of AirPods that we're going to be giving out at the Ooh. South Carolina match. Yep, between sets two and three. Yes, you must be present to win those. So yeah, that's the big thing that we have going. So again, Friday, 7 o'clock versus Texas Tech, Saturday, 12:30 versus Georgia Southern, and then 7 o'clock on Saturday against that other team in the state.
Perfect. I love that she won't even say the name. She's already buying into the rivalry.
The
I love
other
it.
Team. What is it they call Michigan, Ohio State? What do they, Urban calls
the
Michigan
down
the team
south,
from the
right?
north? And Harbaugh calls them Ohio, right?
Yeah.
It's Ohio and the team from up north.
The team from the Midlands. The team from Columbia. We know who we're talking about. Yeah.
Michaela Franklin, thanks so much.
Thanks
we
for
appreciate
having
me. The time. Absolutely.
Of course.
Go out to Jervy Gym and support the Tigers for the Clemson Challenge this weekend. All right, short break. We'll come back. By the way, before we do that, you can go get Clemson gear on the way to Jervy at Tiger Sports Shop. That's the way to do that. You know, sometimes you can't make a trip to Clemson and go home. You don't want to do that. So why don't you just get all that done at the same time? This is a great weekend. A great weekend to stock up on gear because traffic is going to be low. People are leaving. People are going to Louisville. People are going to 100 different things. If you want to go check out Tiger Sports Shop and you're trying to think of a good time, now's the time. Come to Clemson, go to the volleyball matches, go support volleyball, and then on the way, why don't you just stop by on 123 at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or downtown 364 College Avenue. Get your orange, get your purple, get your white, get your black Clemson gear, whatever you want. Don't wear black Clemson gear to Louisville, but other than that, you can wear black Clemson gear around you because they're all wearing black. Thanks so much once again, Coach.
Thanks
Franklin.
For having me. Absolutely. I enjoy it.
We'll be back for more Out of Bounds. We'll talk more about College Game Day and where they go. And also, you can talk me into and out of every game after this. Stay with us.
Tiger Express Car Wash in Clemson on Highway 123 gets your vehicle clean and dry in about 3 minutes. Tiger Express Car Wash is an extreme, high-sensory car wash experience with a jungle theme that kids love. Tiger Express offers monthly packages and a 24-hour rain guarantee. Tiger Express Car Wash in Clemson always has free vacuums and microfiber towels for your convenience. Visit Tiger Express Car Wash on the web or like us on Facebook. Tiger Express, next to the Pizza Hut in Clemson.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
Upstate, listen. Way More Transportation is hiring experienced dump truck driving professionals to operate late model automatic trucks. For more information and applications, go to waymoretrans.com. That's waymoretrans.com.
I get it, son.
Excuse me, Mr. Stanford.
Well, that depends. Who wants to know?
I hate to bother you, sir, but if I could just ask you a few questions, you mind if I come in?
Well, looks like you're already in, Lieutenant Dumbo.
Oh, that's Columbo, sir.
Now, wait. If you're going to ask me about my new 2017 Toyota Camry parked in the yard...
Mind if I ask you where you got it, sir?
No. I got it at Ralph Hayes Toyota, and I got $3,500 cash back. They're a friend of mine.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I guess you'll be on your way, Lieutenant Dumbo.
Oh, one more thing, sir. Does all that garbage out back belong to you?
Garbage? I have you know, this belongs to Stanford Salvage.
Oh, just as long as the neighbors don't complain.
Complain? This is part of the neighborhood beautification project. Ralph A's Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and online at ralphastoyota.com. Offers include 224 closing fee with approved credit in September 30th, 2017.
Ralph A's Toyota.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Are you looking for a 1-carat diamond under $3,000? I have good news. We have some, and they're worth taking a look at. I have access to diamonds in all prices, all qualities, and from all over the world. Tell me what you're looking for, and if I don't have it, I'll find it for you. And you take a look and see what you think. I can get in one diamond, I can get in a dozen diamonds. And yes, it really is that easy. We have financing available for almost any budget, including 12 months no interest. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and I want to be your jeweler.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, this is Leah from Local Q, letting you know that our draft selection just got even bigger. With 25 rotating beers on tap, you are sure to find the perfect fit. Come in and try something new while you enjoy a game of Scrabble or Connect Four with a friend. Each month, we feature a different brewery and host tap takeover events. So be sure to check out Untapped or LocalQ.com to keep up with our rotation. Swing through today and see what we have featured this month. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Go right ahead. How can you be so nonchalant about this?
That's how we roll.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The mountain is high, the valley is low.
I'd love to go to New York. I would love to go to New York. I might take a couple days up there this, next summer, whatever.
You need to go, Quack.
I need to go.
It's somewhere every American needs to go, I think.
Sanders, I'm pretty sure we can't pay you to do this, but your suggestion, would you, you just want to tell the people what you just suggested?
I think
right
we should start, we're going to do a vlog of Quack's travels to New York City. If he's there for a week, we'll give you a daily, what he does, what he says, if he gets beat up or not with his impressions. It'll be a grand old time.
Oh,
a grand old time.
Hilarious. Quack's first trip to the Big Apple, to the big city.
The big city.
Have you been?
We'll see you there.
Have you been?
I'd have to watch. I'm watching Friends
we'll
right
see you
now.
There. You'd have to watch Friends. Have you been to LA?
No.
Have you been to Chicago?
No. I don't travel, Kelly. Our family growing up, we did family stuff at the beach. We did family stuff in Indiana.
Okay.
We didn't go, but we went to Disney.
You got to go to one of those big cities.
Gettysburg.
You've been to Boston.
I've been to D.C. D.C.
Those are, okay. You've been to those.
Right. I've been to St. Louis. I've been to Kansas City. I've been to Omaha.
New York. I think New York, L.A., and Chicago are completely different animals than any other city in this country.
Denver?
Went to
the Denver airport.
I mean, Denver's a nice city, but Denver's like half a borough in New York.
Right. I mean, I've been to Miami, Orlando.
You've been to Miami.
I mean, Atlanta.
Miami's
Charlotte,
all
obviously.
Spread out. Like New, I mean, New York's unbelievable.
Nashville.
Out of Bounds, live from New York City.
Louisville.
Make it happen, Ben Milstead.
I've been to some places. Indy. Just, not New York. I don't have the thing is, I don't have a reason to go to New York. Like, I've never had a reason other than just to
the reason
vacay,
is just
to go.
New York.
Just to go there.
It's amazing. The real question is New York ready for Quack? Texter says. I don't think so.
Let's go to the phone. 654 Roar is the number. Jeff fell through the break on the Northern Communication phone lines. He joins us next. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well. Hope you're doing all right.
I was actually just in New York last weekend, not too long ago.
Okay.
A brief trip. And it was my second time going. I'd been when I was 10 or 12. But I think putting game day there is an interesting idea. And there will be fans from a bunch of teams and stuff, maybe visiting from another state for the weekend or something. And but the thing is that I think they incorrectly believe that they're going to be in Times Square at that time. Everyone in Times Square is going to be game day. But if you've ever been, you know that there's so many people going on, even in one space. Times Square is the most touristy part in all of New York.
Right.
So there's going to be five, six, seven things going on in Times Square at one time, and game day is just going to be one of those. It's just going to be one of the things. And the tourists from other countries, which there's quite a lot of them, you hear a lot of other languages in New York too, they're not going to pay any attention to game day. They're going to go do other things, and the New York locals aren't going to pay any attention. So I think it's just they imagine it's going to be some kind of big Times Square extravaganza, but really it's just going to be on the stage, somewhere on the side, some people pay attention, some people be excited, most people just walk by. That's, I imagine.
You know what, Jeff? I mean, we had a little bit of connection issue, so I apologize there on the end. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. I think he makes a really good point there. From a theoretical perspective, it does seem like a place where a lot of different people are for work or play or whatever. They go over there for the weekend. But I have spoken with people who have been to Times Square who say that it might be the least focused place on planet Earth. I'll compare it to this in a very small way. One of my favorite things about our setup right now for the tailgate show and the pregame show is that relative to where it was, you get more intentional traffic. So, like, I know what it's like to perform in front of people who are walking by, right? Because we're on the stage and doing whatever, and people legit are just walking by and they're watching you. And they crane their neck from the time they get to the right corner of the stage to the left corner or vice versa, and then they're on to the next thing. Where we are right now, there's an intentional audience. When you go to a college campus or you go to a college game, you are, for most of the people there, you are the reason they are in that spot. There's no accidental traffic. People just, you know, walking around and glancing at you and then walking to do something else. And I think they will have that at Times Square.
I hate to say this because it's going to sound a little, I don't know, maybe sacrilegious to the Clemson fan. But what about this for game day? This just occurred to me. Do you think it gets a little old when they've been to Clemson 7 years in a row? There are only so many places they can go where there are legitimate games. Columbus, Clemson, Norman, Tuscaloosa, Auburn, wherever they end up. There's many more, but I mean, there's maybe a handful, 20, 25 places that they've been over the past 7, 8, 9 years. Maybe it just gets old. Maybe they want to try something else. They go to Clemson every single year. They go to Tuscaloosa every single year. They go to Norman many years. They go to Los Angeles for Southern Cal or Seattle or wherever for Washington. Maybe they just thought, heck, we've been everywhere. And there's only a few places we can go. We can't go to Charlottesville or, you know, wherever where their team is terrible.
Right.
So we'll end up in New York.
I feel like they kind of just shoved two or three places to the side that fan bases that were kind of looking at it going, like if I'm the Iowa fan base, you're thinking, all right, this is our chance to host this week because the games aren't that great. Or if you're Oklahoma State hosting TCU that week, isn't that right?
I'll look. I didn't see that one on there, but okay. I'll keep looking.
I mean, there's a couple of those. UCLA, Stanford.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so you're Stanford, Palo Alto.
TCU at Oklahoma State.
Stillwater.
Penn State at Iowa would have been two great locations.
And see.
Maybe they were at Oklahoma State last year, and they've been to Iowa recently, I'm sure. And maybe there's only so much you can do in Stillwater and Iowa City, I believe.
Iowa City,
But still, I mean, Penn State, Iowa's a big game.
I just feel like they're
TCU, Oklahoma State's a big game.
They're essentially, and I do not want to get into this. Lord knows I do not want to get into this. They aren't exactly helping themselves with rural America and college town America. They're just not,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They're just not. Going to a big city.
Basically, quack.
Bastion of liberalism. That's not what ESPN needs right now.
They turned down the heartbeat of America, which is Iowa and Oklahoma. And went to New York City and called it the heartbeat.
They did.
That's awkward.
Yeah, they did.
That's weird.
Yes. Delvin is up with us next. 654-ROAR is the phone number. Delvin, what's going on?
Man, he and this about college game day. I started laughing because I saw it. I looked it up. And Kurt Harris grabbed a laughing time. We're going to the epicenter of college football. The epicenter, now that he said, his quote.
You know what? I'm okay with it. And the reason I'm okay with it is because he has to say that. Because he can't say what he knows, that the heartbeat of college football is not New York. He has to put a smiling face on it. And Kirk Herbstreit is a good company man, and I think he's a good guy, and he's doing what he has to do, and I respect it.
Yeah, but, come on, man. Maybe they're going up for Syracuse. I mean, they had a great game last week. They beat Minnesota. Oh, no, they
no.
Don't.
Man,
maybe they're going to see Rutgers. No. Rutgers. Wait a minute. I got it. Buffalo. Oh, not the Bills, man. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills. No, they're not good. They're the man.
Well, different
man,
vowel.
I wonder why they go to New York for this. Well, I guess. They said college football fans. Yeah, you do got college football fans, but I bet them fans probably wait for, like, the national championship game or something like that to watch college football. They probably don't watch it during the regular season because they be so busy up in New York.
I'm going to try to count. It's going to be hard to do this because you got a million cameras there and you got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm going to try to count the number of different NFL jerseys that we see at college game day at Times Square.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of NFL jerseys.
Oh, yeah. Like, we'll see more Eli Manning jerseys in Tua Tagovailoa or
Odell.
Whoever.
You'll see Odell jerseys.
You'll see Odell jerseys. You'll see probably Zeke jerseys. You'll see Roethlisberger jerseys. You'll see Brady jerseys. Tom. You'll see Brady jerseys. You'll see all those.
You're going to see during the break, ESPN going to make a thing about putting a college football jersey on because they're going to make them look better out the NFL jerseys.
Yes. They'll be throwing out shirts and jerseys just so that the people with NFL jerseys and shirts can put them on. Delvin, we appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, thanks for my call.
Thanks very much. I could totally see that happening.
Delvin with the jokes today.
Yeah, that was good.
Hey,
maybe they're going to Syracuse with Dino Bear. Oh, man, Middle Tennessee. Got him.
That's embarrassing.
They've got the same record as NC State. Corey in Greenville is up with us next. Hey, Corey, what's going on?
Quark, I love this idea of taking College Game Day to New York City. It's two American institutions, College Game Day and New York City. That is the heartbeat of who we are. The whole world lives in New York City. Like this is where our culture comes from. I love the idea of taking it up there where the whole world can see this great product that is college football on display. So that's one. That's a great place. Maybe the thing I'm most proud of as an American is what New York City means to the rest of the world. And then second, there's some great college football there, I guarantee, at the Liberty NYC, a good bar and grill thing in Midtown Manhattan. It's going to be decked in orange. They will watch Clemson-Louisville this Saturday night at the Liberty NYC. And then if you don't take that one, my second and last point, at least consider it to be a missionary type thing for football. Like the same way the NFL goes to London. Well, they're going to a professional sports city to say, hey, everybody, it's not just the Jets and the Giants and the Yankees. Look, this college thing is awesome too. So if nothing else, consider it missionary work.
You know what, Corey? I love all those points.
It's a valid point.
If Bob would have come with those points, I wouldn't have destroyed him personally. Corey, you know what? I'm buying what you're selling there, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. You know, I get it. I understand what he's saying. That was really good.
That's how you disagree respectfully and bring up good points that might change our mind.
You know what? I don't know if people feel this about me or not. I'm a pretty reasonable guy. Like, I go off the rails some. I'm a pretty reasonable guy. I like to debate and argue. And so if somebody comes with a good point, I'm probably going to say, you know, I'm probably going to give you props on that.
I didn't think about, as Corey put it, the missionary aspect of kind of bringing this product that we all love in the South and exposing it a bit to the North that they don't see it as much.
We've lived in the jungle for a week and haven't seen one college jersey. Let's go to Daniel and Anderson. Final phone call this hour. We got about 2 minutes left. Hey, Daniel, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Yeah, that was a good point he made about the missionary work, you know, getting college football up in the North. But to Kelly's point, I'm still trying to figure out what headgear Corson was going to pick for that for College Game Day at noon. Like, I mean, I feel like TCU, OK State would have been a great venue to go to. They could have even ventured out and went to, like, Texas Tech game that weekend for hurricane relief, stuff like that. I mean, if they want to venture out and stop going to the same old places every week.
You know, that's interesting, Daniel, because I mean, there's got to be some tie, right? There's got to be some tie to the venue. We're up against it. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. There's got to be some kind of tie to the venue, right? They can't just pick Penn State, Iowa, because that's even more of a slap in the face. If they could have gone to Palo Alto, or they could have gone to Iowa City, or they could have gone to Stillwater, and they picked that game anyway from Pinky in the Air, hoity-toity New York, in the eyes of the people in the other place, except Stanford, where they got no room to talk.
Right.
These other places, I mean, isn't that the – again, it's just it's sending a wrong message. It's sending a message that ESPN does not need to be sending to average Joe Americans right now.
Oklahoma State has a Heisman contender. They have a great atmosphere. They're playing TCU, who we think might be back and relevant. That would be a great place to go. It is confusing, but I think that they have their reasons, and it should be interesting. I'm going to tune in because I'm intrigued now. I'm intrigued to see what it looks like. And part of it, too, Quack, it's a hop, skip, and a jump from Bristol.
I have looked. Wagner plays Columbia next week. Columbia has not played a single game. Actually, that might be this week. Yeah, that's this week. Let me check next week real fast. Let's see. In New York City next week, Georgetown and Columbia. I'm on record now as saying it.
Those two schools have football teams?
Corso, there is a football game with the Hoyas and whatever Columbia's
mascot.
So
is he going to pick that game? He's going to pick that game?
Yes.
Wow.
Corso will put on the Columbia head in New York. Mark it down. Otherwise, it's just a slap in the face. Slap in the face. Hour one is in the books. Hour two, we have Big Thursday from Fletcher Anderson Nationwide Insurance coming up next. No. Broadcast.